Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are wondering how to help their 4- and 5-year-olds develop gratitude and maintain a positive outlook, and I want you to know something important right from the start. You're asking exactly the right question at exactly the right time. Let me tell you why this matters so much. Your child's brain right now, at ages 4 and 5, is in a magical window for learning about gratitude and positive thinking. Research shows us that children this age are just beginning to understand the beautiful connection between receiving help and feeling thankful, between noticing good things and feeling happy. And here's what makes my heart sing. You don't need to force it or make it a chore. You get to nurture it gently, like tending a garden of starlight. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. My child complains about everything. They don't seem grateful for anything. And wonderful parent, I want you to take a deep breath with me right now, because what I'm about to share will change how you see this completely. When your 4- or 5-year-old focuses on what they don't have, or complains, or seems ungrateful, they're not being difficult. They're being exactly where their development says they should be. You see, gratitude is actually a complex skill. It requires your child to recognize someone else's intentions, connect positive feelings to specific people, and understand that good things come from others' kindness. That's a lot for a little brain that's still learning to tie shoes. The research is so fascinating here. Dr. Jackie Nelson, a brilliant child development researcher, discovered that children who understand emotions well at age 3 develop better gratitude understanding by age 5. What does this mean for you? It means every time you've helped your child name their feelings, every time you've said things like, "You're feeling disappointed right now," or "I can see you're excited," you've been building the foundation for gratitude. You've been doing this work all along, my friend. And here's something else the magic book taught me that I find absolutely wonderful. About 75% of positive thinking is learned, not inherited. Let that sink in for a moment. 3/4 of your child's ability to maintain a positive outlook comes from what they experience and learn right now, in your home, with you. That's not pressure, that's power. You have such beautiful influence here. So how do we nurture gratitude and positive thinking in ways that feel natural and joyful? Let me share what works, backed by both ancient wisdom and modern research. First, model noticing good things out loud. Your child learns by watching you, and when you say things like, "I'm so grateful the sun is shining today," or "I noticed you helped your sister, that made me feel happy," you're showing them how to pay attention to positive moments. You're teaching them that good things are worth noticing. This isn't about toxic positivity or pretending hard things don't exist. It's about balance. It's about helping your child's brain learn to see both the challenges and the beauty. Second, connect gratitude to people, not just things. When someone helps your child, you can gently say, "Grandma spent time making that for you because she loves you." How does that feel? You're helping them make that beautiful connection between someone's kind action and the warm feeling in their heart. This is exactly what the research shows builds true gratitude, not just polite thank yous. Third, create little rituals of appreciation. Maybe at dinner, everyone shares one good thing from their day. Maybe at bedtime, you whisper 3 things you're grateful for together. Keep it simple, keep it short, and keep it warm. The magic book reminds us that consistency matters more than perfection. Even 30 seconds of this practice, done with love, plants seeds of gratitude that will grow for years. Fourth, and this is so important, validate all feelings first. Before we can help children focus on good things, they need to know that sad things, hard things, and frustrated things are okay too. When your child is upset, start with, "I see you're really disappointed. That's okay. Feelings are okay." Then after they feel heard, you might gently add, "And I also noticed you tried really hard." That's something to feel proud of. This teaches them that multiple things can be true at once. They can feel disappointed and proud, sad and grateful. This is emotional wisdom, my friend. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Listening Heart Center, and it's about 2 friends, Ethan and Sophia, who discover something magical. They learn that when they listen quietly to their hearts, they can hear what others need, and helping others fills them with the most wonderful, warm feeling. This story doesn't preach about gratitude. Instead, it shows children what gratitude feels like from the inside. It shows them that noticing good things, appreciating others, and finding ways to help creates joy. And that's what we want, isn't it? Not children who say thank you because they have to, but children who feel thankfulness because they've discovered how beautiful it is. After you read this story together, you might create your own listening heart practice. Take a quiet moment with your child and ask, "What good things do you notice today? Who helped you? How can we help someone else?" Keep it playful, keep it light. You're not testing them, you're exploring together. Here's something else I want you to know. Your child's journey with gratitude and positive thinking will have ups and downs, and that's completely normal. Some days they'll notice every beautiful thing. Other days they'll complain about everything. Both are okay. Both are part of learning. The magic book teaches us that growth isn't linear, it's spiral. We come back to the same lessons again and again, each time understanding them a little more deeply. And wonderful parent, I want to acknowledge something. Teaching gratitude and positive thinking when you're exhausted, when you're stressed, when you're struggling to see the good things yourself, that's hard. So here's my invitation to you. Practice this for yourself too. Not because you have to be perfect, but because you deserve it. Notice one good thing today. Appreciate one person who helped you. Whisper one thing you're grateful for before you sleep. Your child will learn more from watching you do this imperfectly than from any lesson you could teach. The research is so clear on this. When parents help young children identify and appreciate positive experiences, when they validate emerging grateful feelings, when they model optimistic perspectives, they support the development of emotional regulation skills that last a lifetime. You're not just teaching your child to say thank you. You're helping them build neural pathways for noticing beauty, for connecting with others, for finding meaning and joy. That's huge, my friend. So let's bring this all together. Your 4 or 5-year-old is in a perfect window for learning gratitude and positive thinking. Their brain is ready. Their heart is open. And you, wonderful parent, you have everything you need to guide them gently. Model noticing good things. Connect gratitude to people. Create simple rituals. Validate all feelings. And explore stories like the Listening Heart Center that show what gratitude feels like from the inside. You're doing such important work here. Every time you help your child notice something good, every time you point out someone's kindness, every time you whisper what you're grateful for together, you're planting seeds of joy that will bloom for years to come. The magic book and I believe in you. We see you showing up for your child with such love and intention, and we're here to support you every step of the way. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams and starlight, my wonderful friend. You've got this.